We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. We're starting Halacha Vav. Inyan Rosh Hashanah al Pima Shikosa Belikutei Tanina al Posig Va'aye Haseh Lo'ilo Ayin Shom Heitev Heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says this Halacha is going to be based on chapter 12 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is entitled Aye Haseh Lo'ilo. It's one of the most outstanding Torahs of Rabbeinu Zal, by far. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chol zeh b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. Everything that Rabbeinu Zal writes there is tied into Rosh Hashanah. Ki Rosh Hashanah hu yoyim rishon la'aseres yimei tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of aseres yimei tshuva. Ve'ikar ha'tshuva hu al yedei ha'mavor b'hatoy ranal. And the essence of tshuva is based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likutei Moran. Al yedei shedoyresh umevakesh umechapes v'tsoyek v'shoyel aye mekoyim kevoidoy. By a person searching and seeking and crying out to Hashem and begging, aye mekoyim kevoidoy, where are you, Hashem? Where is your light? Where is your kavod? Ki zeh yochol kol odom lehoven, because every single person can understand this. Shelaroiv bnei odom she'enam gimboyrei koyach koroi, that for most people who aren't very, very strong, kosholahem ma'oid loshuv b'tshuva, it's extremely difficult to do a complete and proper tshuva. Ki me'achar shekvar hizgabra aleihem yitzram, because once their yetzahara got the best of them, and they were not successful in conquering the Yetzirah in their previous fight. Once they already got trapped in what they got trapped in, now that I'm down, now that I've been beaten, to come out of that and to get back into the ring and everything is very difficult. Ubifrat sheyesh sheyordu venoflu ma'oid, especially since there are some people who, when they lose to the Yetzirah, they lose big time. They fall very far, ad shelibom bebechinas libi scharchar hamavursham, to the point where their heart is confused, is messed up, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. Shehaklipo shenitbak bohem bavanoseihem me'akemes umesaveves halev be'ikumim v'sibuchim u'bilbulim harbe. The klipa, the forces of tuma that have become attached to this person as a result of his sins, as a result of everything he did bad, that klipa twists him and turns him and makes his heart crooked and confuses him in all kinds of ways, where the person doesn't know which way is up and he doesn't know what to do, what he should do, what he shouldn't do, and the person has no idea and no energy to begin to do a real tshuva. Ukamesha Omar Oz Beferish Beloshen Ashkenaz, and as Rabbeinu Zal said there in Yiddish when he was giving that shir, es fadreitos hearts, that the Satan twists a person's heart out of shape. It twists him into all kinds of knots where the person doesn't know where, what, who, how. Alkain, therefore, ikor atzosom v'takonosom hu al yedei derech hamavur batoranam. Therefore, for a person who has fallen, a person who was defeated by the Yetzirah, and now this person wants to make a comeback, the only advice and the only tikkun for that person is based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran. She'af al pi shenoflu l'mekoymos hametunofim, despite the fact that the person has fallen into very bad places, dirty, filthy places, she'shom ne'lam kevoido ma'oid, that in those places Hashem's light and Hashem's glory is very hidden, you don't see it at all. Afal pikein yechapsu v'yevakshu es Hashem yisborach tomid. Despite that, the person has to search for Hashem and seek out Hashem. V'yishalu v'yidrashu b'chol eis, and keep searching and asking, aye mekoyim kevoidoy, Hashem, where are you? Where are you? I'm in the mud, I'm in the filth, I'm in darkness, I'm in tumah, but I know that you exist. I know that I'm very far from you. I know the place that I'm in right now is very far, but I know that you're here. You're even here with me. and I want to make contact with you. I want to connect with you. Show me how to do it, Hashem. Vaydezeh bevadai soif kol soif yizku limtsoi seizboro. And if a person does that, he definitely, definitely will eventually find Hashem. V'tishapech hayirido hagedoylo la'aliyah. And his major, major yirido will turn around and become an aliyah. Bebechinas yirido tachlis ho'aliyah. Sheze bechinas v'aye haseh li'oyla, that Rabbeinu Zal writes there. That's what happened by Yitzchok Avinu when he was going to the Akedah. Avram Avinu was taken and they didn't know what in the world's going on here. Yesterday Hashem promised us that he's going to bring forth a great nation from us and everything's going to be wonderful. And today Hashem says, go take him and kill him. And the Yetzirah is playing all kinds of games, trying to confuse them. Look at this. This is Hashem. Hashem can't wouldn't lie. Hashem would, yesterday he told you you're going to be, you can't go kill him. And they were going through such bilbulim, until Yitzchak Avinu said those magic words, Aye, Aye Haseh Li'oyla. He cried out, Aye, Hashem, where are you? We're in total darkness. We're in total confusion. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, V'alkein b'Rosh Hashanah shehu rishon l'tshuva shetzrichin lahaschel b'tshuva. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when a person is making a beginning, a new beginning of Tshuva, Al Kein Tzrichin Ma'oid Bechina Zois. A person has to really employ this advice of Rabbeinu Zal, Lidroish Ulevakesh Aye, to search and seek Aye. Where are you, Hashem? Where? Vezeh Bechinas HaShofar Shel Rosh Hashanah. Now we'll understand why the main mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is the blowing of the shofar. Ki ikar ha-shofar hu shofar shel Eloi shel Yitzchak kemuva. Because what is the shofar? The shofar is to remind Hashem of the ram that replaced Yitzchak Avinu in the Akedah. The Eloi shel Yitzchak hu soid ha-shofar. And the ram that replaced Yitzchak Avinu, that's the secret behind the whole concept of the shofar. Nishave v'nimshach rak al yidei b'chinas ayeh kanal. And how did that ram come into being? How was Yitzchak Avinu saved? They were taking him to kill him. And Yitzchak said, ayeh, Hashem, where? He cried out to Hashem that ayeh. Hashem suddenly brought that ram. Avraham Avinu saw the ram and the angel said, stop. And he took the ram, he had a replacement, and everything fell into place and everything was beautiful. Can move on ato beparsha so Akedah, as we see now in that portion of the Torah of the Akedah when we learn it. Shal yidei sheshoal Yitzchok v'aye haseh lo'ila, that by Yitzchok Avinu crying out, where is the sheep? Everything is ready for a korban. Where's the sheep? Nishave achar kacho ayil, this is what brought into being this ayil, sheyikorev tachtov, which was sacrificed in place instead of Yitzchak Avinu, shehoyonechaz basvach bekarnov daika. And this ram, why was it standing there? Because it got tangled in the brush with its horns. Its horns, it says there, v'yenaylach nechaz basvach bekarnov, that its karnayim, its horns, got tangled up in the brush so it couldn't move. That's how Avram Avinu was able to grab it and take it and bring it as a sacrifice instead. Shemarames al keren hayoivel. Those horns of the ram are a remez to the horn of a ram. Bechinas shofar, the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah. Nimtzo shekeren hashofar nishave al yidei bechinas va'aye haseh lo'ilanal. So if you look in the psukim there in the Akedah, right after a few lines after Yitzchak Avinu said va'aye haseh lo'ila, suddenly we see the ayil and the horn and everything, and it's the sacrifice, and that's our Rosh Hashanah. That's the basis of our Rosh Hashanah. Al kein toikin b'Rosh Hashanah b'shofar. That's why we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Ki oz b'Rosh Hashanah hu hascholas ha-tshuva kanal. Because on Rosh Hashanah is when we're beginning the tshuva process of these 10 days. She'ikra hu al-yidei b'chinas ayeh hanal, which Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likut Imran, when a person wants to start to do tshuva, the first thing he's got to do is say, where? Where am I? Where is Hashem? What happened to me? And to cry out, ayeh, where is Hashem? Shehi b'chinas shofar, that's the sound of the shofar. Ki machmas sha'shofar nimshach misham, because of the fact that the shofar is coming from that place, from Akedas Yitzchak, from Ayeh, al kein yesh koyach bekoyloi lo'oirer kol odom sheyosim eliboy lizkor tachlisi anitzchi. Because the shofar is coming from that place, the shofar came from Yitzchak Avinu's ayeh, that's why any Jew today who hears the sound of the shofar is a wake-up call. Any Jew who's paying attention to it, who wants to hear it, that suddenly wakes him up. That suddenly stirs something in his neshama, saying, where am I? Where have I been? What am I doing? What am I doing with my life? V'soif kol soif ma'yiyah mimenu, and what's going to be with me? What's going to be with my life? I'm going to be an animal my whole life, eating and sleeping and work. That's life? That's the whole life? V'afal pikein kosheloi loshuv b'tshuva. So that a person who starts thinking about his tachlis, what's going to be with him, and despite that, it's not so easy to do tshuva. The tshuva process is pretty difficult. Al kol ponim yelech baderech hanal. At least he should start going in this path, levalois yomov lidroishes Hashem, to spend his days searching for Hashem, seeking out Hashem, levakesh b'chol yom tomid ayeh mekoyim kevoide, and to keep asking Hashem, where are you? Show me what direction do I need to go and what steps do I need to take to connect with you, to get close to you, to live the right kind of life. Ki ze ikar hatshuva kanal, because this is the main thing of tshuva. Ukamay shekosev, as it says in the Torah, in the Chumash, ubikashtem mishom es Hashem alekecha, that when the Jew is going to find himself far from Hashem, in golus, in exile, all kinds of bare places, what's he going to do? He's going to seek out Hashem mishom, from there, where he's at. Right where he's at, the sixth, as soon as he realizes that something's wrong, he'll seek Hashem from there, umatzosa, and you'll find him. If you search, you will find. If you reach out to Hashem, you will connect with Hashem. Ubikashtem mishom daiko. Look what the pasuk says. You'll seek Hashem from right there. You don't have to go anywhere. Right the second you realize that you're in darkness, right there, Hashem, where are you? V'chein mesayim shom b'posuk, and the posuk concludes over there. Ki sidreshenu b'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecha. It says there, umatzasa, you will find Hashem when, if you will search for Hashem with your whole heart and with your whole soul. Ukamay shemuva b'shem habal shem tov zal, and as is brought in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, ubikashte mishom daika, that the Baal Shem Tov, when he taught this pasuk, he said, look at that word, mishom, from right over there, mikol mokim sheyorad v'nofal hashom, wherever a person has fallen into, afilu lebechinas mekoymoy sametunofim, even if he's in a very bad place, he's in a place of filth, spiritual filth, or garbage, mishom daikot tzrichen levakish b'chol levav v'chol nafshes Hashem izborach. He has to reach out to Hashem from there, bebechinas ayeh, with this cry of where, Hashem, where are you?